in the texts, in the discourses, the sutras, which deal with this subject, perfect speech is usually described as speech which is truthful, speech which is affectionate, speech which is helpful, and speech which promotes concord, harmony, unity. And in the same way, wrong speech or imperfect speech is described in precisely the opposite terms, as speech which is untruthful, harsh, harmful, and which promotes discord, disharmony, and disunity. Now, one must confess that most, especially modern, Buddhist expositions of perfect speech, or right speech as it's usually termed, are rather superficial, not to say moralistic. They remain on the purely ethical level, and usually no attempt is made to penetrate or explore the psychological and spiritual depths of perfect speech. In fact, we may say that this is true of some people's approach to the whole teaching of the Buddha, especially to the teaching of the Noble Eightfold Path. Sometimes people are misled by the apparent simplicity of the Buddha's teaching, and they tend to dismiss it, even if they're expounding it or professing to expound it, as something rather trite and ordinary. They don't try to penetrate below the surface and to see what the Buddha was really getting at. With regard to perfect speech, therefore, we may say that usually perfect speech, or rather, usually, we consider that truthfulness and affectionateness and so on are sort of four separate qualities or attributes of perfect speech. So if you've got perfect speech here, and that perfect speech has got these four qualities or attributes, as it were, stuck onto it. But if we go a little more deeply, if we examine more closely and carefully, we shall see, or we shall discover, that these four so-called qualities of perfect speech, that is to say, that it is truthful, affectionate, helpful, and promoting concord, really represent four different levels of speech. Not qualities of speech, but levels of speech, each one deeper than the one preceding. So much so that we may even speak, in this connection, of four progressive stages of communication. And it's in the light of these considerations that we're going to look at, we're going to examine each of these four so-called qualities of perfect speech this evening. And this will give us at least a glimpse, at least some idea, not just of right speech, not just of perfect speech even, but some idea of the ideal of human communication, what human communication should be, or at least could be, according to the teaching of the Buddha. And we shall perhaps see how far short we usually fall of this perfect speech, this ideal communication. We communicate, we talk all the time, but practically all the time, if not always, we fall short of this ideal of human communication. But let us try to see this evening what, according to the Buddha's teaching, this perfect speech or ideal of human communication really is.